To recap, we've been following news of a plane downed today in the icy waters of the Hudson River off Manhattan. More than 150 passengers and crew were on board U.S. Airways Flight 1549, and they have all been rescued. The plane had just taken off from New York's LaGuardia Airport and was headed for Charlotte, North Carolina. One eyewitness told us he saw the plane coast down steadily, apparently under control, and land with a huge splash. There are unconfirmed reports that the plane hit a flock of geese before it went down. The plane floated, and passengers emerged from the doors in yellow life vests, standing on the wings. Police boats and ferry boats quickly surrounded the plane, and airplane passengers were taken aboard those boats and then to hospitals. There were some injuries. The extent is unclear. One hospital spokesman said patients would have to be treated for exposure. The sight of a plane slowly coming down so close to the city evoked memories of 9/11 for many witnesses, but the Homeland Security Department says there is no indication of terrorism. In fact, a spokesman for the National Air Traffic Controllers Union says the pilot reported a double bird strike soon after takeoff. Stay with us as NPR continues to cover this story throughout the evening. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.